From Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Tuesday, December 29th. Good to have you with us. Investor Carl Icahn has sweetened his offer for the auto parts and service company Pep Boys. The company's full name, by the way, Pep Boys, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Icahn's new offer of $1 billion is the latest in an ongoing bidding war with Japanese tire maker Bridgestone. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks into what's so attractive right now about the business of fixing up cars.
The average car on the road right now is a record 11 and a half years old. Cars are better made and people have held on to them longer in a shaky economy. IHS analyst Mike Wall says that's good news for the auto parts and service business. By 2020, he predicts 76 million vehicles will be at least 16 years old.
So those vehicles out there are going to need repairs. You're going to see a lot of the do-it-yourselfers still out there repairing their vehicles. And, of course, the service shops remaining busy.
Pep Boys benefits from both. It sells parts and service in more than 800 stores around the country. The improving job market and low gas prices have also been a boon to the business. Auto analyst Brian Sponheimer with Gabelli & Company says people are commuting more and putting more wear and tear on their cars, and they've got extra money in their pockets.
People are putting a little more money into maintenance that had been deferred.
But Pep Boys' two suitors want different things from the company. Jefferies analyst Brett Jordan says Bridgestone has its eye on the service side of the business, the part where someone else fixes your car for you. Jordan says Bridgestone wants to expand the more than 2,000 service centers it already operates, mostly under the Firestone brand.
As cars have become more complicated, the growth in do-it-for-me service is certainly there and driving fairly attractive valuations.
Meanwhile, Jordan says it's the retail side Carl Icahn is after to combine with the Auto Plus parts chain he bought earlier this year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.